This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide.
Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek.
You're on Hide and Seek with Andrew the Apprentice and James Finlay. It is 13 minutes past nine, and in the studio with us, we are talking Company of Men.
We have got a Company of Men in the studio with us. It is all about sex, grunt, and disco balls, kicking off next Wednesday evening. It is an art exhibition.
Part of Midsummer,
yeah. Exactly. So in the studio, we have the curator and artist, Damien Hines.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have Mark Savoya.
G'day.
And Rogan Rogers.
That's Richards.
Sorry, Richards.
That's okay.
Get it right.
You get one mistake.
The next time it'll be a punch.
I'd love to see what happens after that. Welcome, men.
Thank you.
Usually I would say welcome boys, but I don't think I can say that because we're in company of men.
Yes, that's right.
Damien, tell us a little bit about how this came about.
It was the start of last year. Last year was the first exhibition we had for Company of Men, and it was a mix of 10 different artists. And the primary reason for me doing this is actually I knew a whole bunch of different artists that were amazing and weren't getting any exposure. So I decided to put on an exhibition, and I wanted exposure for myself. So, yeah, so I might as well.
Not literally, or...
No, we're not. Maybe. Well,
I exposed myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how it came about.
Right, okay. You just may as well go straight to you exposing yourself.
I'm used to that.
What have you got in the exhibition?
Last year was focused on my performance piece, which I got naked in a pit at the venue. This year, I'm more focused on my photography,
okay.
Which I'm... In some of the photos, I'm naked in anyway. So,
did you take the own your own photos of you naked?
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
Kind of like
cool.
A selfie with a professional camera.
Not with the selfie stick.
No, with the selfie. No, different kind of stick.
Yeah, right.
Because the Company of Men is a range of different art forms, isn't it? I went last year and there was photography and some paintings and a whole range of things.
Yeah, there's a whole gamut of mediums, actually.
Yep.
Yeah. And this year I was going to... just concentrate on digital art, but then I've found some amazing painters, and so we've mainly got digital art, but painters and also some collage artists.
Okay.
And Mark, what's your speciality?
So I'm a collage artist, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Left so, you out there.
Yeah. And so I've been exploring collage more specifically for the last 4 or 5 years. I spent 4 years at the VCA, and now I'm actually doing a Master of Fine Art by research at Monash and looking at collage and a lot of queer theory, actually, and subjectivity. So that's quite... my focus.
When you say collage, I kind of think, and I don't know if this is collage or not, but I think of nonnas smashing tiles and putting them together to make a border around a mirror.
That's mosaic.
Oh, right.
So that's not. So collage is actually it's glue. It means to glue together in French, and it's literally finding images and paper and gluing them together,
right.
Which is also related to assemblage and a variety of other sorts of bricolage, bringing a lot of disparate elements together to create a work of art.
Yeah. So Rogan was saying he takes photos of himself.
And other people.
Okay. So the male form, obviously, in that is a lot more obvious, I would have thought, than potentially in a collage.
Well, you could collage a bunch of dicks.
You could. Have you done that, Mark?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's quite uncommon to find dicks in newspapers.
Look, actually, there's an interesting thing called drawing dicks on the Herald Sun. Have you heard of
that? Yes, of course.
That brings that to mind, but not specifically in my work at all.
You haven't drawn dicks on the Herald Sun?
No.
Made a collage on
no. Although an ex-boyfriend of mine used to draw dicks on catalogues. Underwear models.
Yeah,
but that's, again, separate from this.
Completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I make collage. I work with, so there is a very strong queer thread in my work, as well as a camp thread as well, and I look at that from a theoretical perspective. But I appropriate images from the mass media, mm-hmm. predominantly a lot of images from old books, and okay. I cut them together and stick them together. And in this particular body of work is a series called Leading Men, in which I have used images of Olympic athletes and put them over the top of old cinematic images
I'm
of
sure Matt
celebrities.
Shervington's in there somewhere.
No Matt Shervington. What? No Matt Shervington.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it's old images. So, yeah.
Right, so older than Matt Shervington.
Older than Matt Shervington.
I'm sure he'd be okay.
But I remember him well.
I think we remember the bowl trial.
So, Damien, what's it take to put put an exhibition like this together?
A lot of patience dealing with
the divas.
Exactly. Yeah. This year there's 21 separate artists, so dealing with 21 artistic temperaments.
You've doubled the scope.
Mm-hmm. Because I was getting so many fantastic artists contacting me about wanting to be in. And this year we have a guy from Spain that I discovered on Facebook who does similar work to Mark, but he does all his digitally. So he actually uses old movie stars, but also collages digitally, like on Photoshop or Illustrator, with current day porn stars.
What's his name?
Bonnie Jimenez, who works under the project called Rancho Rocket.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, so there's 21 different artists. I'm sure there's a lot of different scope and different art forms in the space. What else can we look forward to seeing?
There's the Bad Behavior guys. I'm not sure whether you guys are familiar.
Yeah,
Travis.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Travis and Ross. Yep. Travis is kind of working solo this time for this particular project. He's doing interactive digital photography. So there's going to be an iPad that you hold in front of his particular work, mm-hmm. and it comes to life.
And another one of Hide and Seek's, because Travis used to be a co-presenter on Hide and Seek for a little while, and another one of Hide and Seek's favourites, Mr. Aussie-licious, Brenton Parry's also being exhibited in company of men.
He is. He's doing, Brenton's does more traditional photography,
mm-hmm.
And he's doing a piece about what people do between the sheets.
Very so good.
I'm not going to give too much away.
I wonder if Brenton knows about that. I guess he must.
Yes, he must. And Rogan, you said you did your photography this time. You had your den last year.
My den.
So what did you do in your den?
Is it
can
den?
I just ask?
Yeah.
Not that we've got a den this time, but
Actually, I am in the pit again.
In
on
the
opening
pit again.
Night.
Pit.
Pit. Yeah. Pit. So the pit is actually an old elevator shaft. Am I speaking too loud?
No. I've got the controls here. It's fine.
An old elevator shaft that's still located within the gallery, so people can look over this ledge down into the pit. And last year I did it was meant to be a voyeuristic kind of piece where I went in there. I set up a gym. It was like looking into Rogan's bedroom. So I went in, I worked out, I flexed, and then I broke into a three song piece that was a bit of a narrative.
Okay.
Right. And,
yeah.
Now, I also understand you're stripping down again because you've got, Damien, you've organised a drawing class, live drawing class.
We have this year. This is the first drawing class, and Rogan himself is going to be hosting it, and he's actually going to be modelling it.
I was waiting for that.
So,
multitasking.
Yeah.
Will you be nude?
Of course I will. No one will come otherwise.
Do you want people to come? Yeah.
They won't come. They won't.
Well, I just want to throw that
no
in there.
And no one will come.
So it's going to be... I actually used to host drawing classes back in the day and do a lot of hens nights and stuff like that. So I'm going to combine a very little bit of technical drawing with a lot of fun.
Cool.
Right, okay.
So the live drawing class, we should say, is on the 25th of January at 2 o'clock, of course, at Brightspace.
Everyone gets to draw a nice picture of my cock.
Yes, and that's right.
Hopefully the rest of your body as well. Hey, doesn't matter. Okay, doesn't
matter. So, Damien, people should register for that, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Either message me, all the details are on Facebook, or... probably better to actually message the Facebook page
and say you're going along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I'm coming.
Yeah. Are you going to take your crayons with you?
Yeah.
Your soft pastels?
And yeah, yeah. No, they'll be hard pastels.
Rogan will actually be doing another show previous to that actual...
What kind of a show is this one?
Before the Life Drone class.
Yeah. It's a live webcam show. So I do cam shows as part of my job description where people pay me to jerk off and flex on cam.
Right.
And for the last Company of Men... the performance piece I talked about was performed every Friday, and then every Saturday I went to the pit and explored a different aspect of Rogan. Like, one was selfies in the mirror, wearing gym clothes. Another one was a free live cam show where anyone around the world could join in. They could ask me questions. It ended up being a big circle jerk. And ever since,
how do you do that on a web thing?
You just and you jerk off. And everyone else is
just doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's in their own cam.
Cyberspace.
Yeah. Right, okay. I was just like, this is how it's fun.
I thought everyone was sitting around the pit there for a second.
They could have been. I don't know. I wasn't looking up. nothing dropped on me. So
I wouldn't be happy about that.
ever since then, both me and Damien have been getting heaps of, like, when's the next cam show? So I'm going to do another one of those.
And what's this one going to be?
I just leave it to the people who log in.
Okay.
And I go with the flow. Like, sometimes they ask me questions. Sometimes it inevitably ends up being pretty dirty. So,
well, naturally, I
naturally,
guess.
Yes.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
Exactly. And so, Mark, have you been in contact with the other artists apart from these guys here in the studio now?
No, this is actually my first time in the comm show. Damien actually came to see an exhibition that I was included in at John Buckley Gallery, which was the gallery that was representing me up until the end of last year, but they've closed down. And then Damien invited me to participate in this particular show. So, I'm excited to be a part of it.
It must be a good learning experience. Go around meeting the other artists that are able to get there and exchanging ideas and stuff.
100%. In fact, actually, this is probably one of the more specific shows that is relating to queer art and participating in a queer art framework, whereas it's sort of in the art world that I've been sort of operating in, it's been more in a broader perspective. Particularly in relation to masculinity, so and these particular themes which do arise in my practice. So, yeah, it's very good. It's exciting to be a part of it.
Now, Damien, the Company of Men opens next Wednesday night. You've got
correct.
A bit of a couple of DJs, Cam Shafati and Grant Cook, going along.
Yeah,
got a bit of a party happening.
There's the disco there.
There's the disco balls. And what else is happening at the party?
I'll be bringing the grunt.
You'll be bringing the grunt.
Just like that was a nice roll of eyes.
There will be a bit of a performance piece happening.
Okay, whether Damien wants it or not.
Yeah, he has no choice.
Yeah.
Now it's happening at Bright Space.
Yep. Bright Space.
Yeah, right. It's a level one in 8 Martin Street in St Kilda. Apparently near the GH. So there you go. Yes. You can check out the exhibition Tuesdays and Sundays, midday till 6 p.m. Across the festival. And do you want to plug where can people find you on the cam thing?
Just Rogan Richards.
Right.
Okay. One word, on small Skype. Letters on Skype.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just approach you at the opening and
yeah. Or
find out more information.
Basically, the Company of Men Facebook will have all the information.
Great.
So anything you want to know, just go to the Company of Men Facebook and either it'll be there or send a message to Damien and he'll let you know.
Fantastic.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in on Hide Pleasure. And Seek.
Thank you very much, thank guys. You.
Cheers.
For thank us. You.
Hide and Seek.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice with you. Of course, if you want to get in contact with us, you can 0427 Joy 949 or honor@joy.org.au. And tonight we are talking all things Midsummer.
We are, as we will be for the next couple of weeks as well. We've just had the boys from the Company of Men in the studio, and right now we have James and Saxon in talking about Silvertop Ash. Silvertop Ash is the story of a gay teen suicide and one boy's struggle for acceptance. Good evening, guys.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
No worries. Thanks for coming in. Now, tell us a little bit about the play and how you got involved in it.
So Silvertop Ash is about Hamish, who I play, mm-hmm. who's a 17-year-old boy from Mittagong in country New South Wales.
Oh my God, that's near where I came from.
Really?
Yeah, I'm from 2 hours south of Mittagong.
Ah, mm-hmm. great.
It's in Wollongong.
Cool.
Do you know where Mittagong is?
Yeah, it's near Burrell.
Burrell, yeah.
Burrell.
Which is where Don Bradman's come from.
That's it. Yeah.
He's dead now.
So, Hamish is a filmmaker, and the play is about his relationship with his best friend, Aaron, who mm-hmm. Saxon plays, with his parents, and also with the school bully, Josh.
Right.
And his relationships with them, and how he works in the community with him, and how the community accepts him, mm-hmm. And his friend, of course.
And Saxon, you play Aaron, best mate of Hamish.
Yes.
So what does... How do Aaron and Hamish get along?
They get along very well.
Yeah?
is Aaron gay?
Yes.
All right, okay. So does Aaron go through the same struggles as what Hamish has to go through?
I wouldn't say there is... As heightened as Hamish.
It kind of works out in the play that it's implied that Aaron has gone through these sort of struggles before the play starts.
Okay,
right.
And he's kind of the guiding light,
right? Okay.
Of Hamish.
Yeah.
So,
How was it? How is it playing a character like this? Because did you grow up in the city?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess how did you kind of work out what it was like to play a country gay coming out in the country?
Good question. It's a tricky thing. I'm straight, so also I had that challenge of getting into the mindset of what it is to come out.
So you have to do like two things to try and get your head around it.
Yeah.
Like what it's like to be gay.
Yep.
And then what it's like to be gay and in the country.
Yeah. It was a struggle, and it's been a really good challenge. It's been a really good challenge for the last 2 months. I've been trying to wrap my head around the struggles that Hamish goes through, because there are so many things. His relationship with his best friend that's changing all the time because of what he's going through, mm-hmm. but also his relationship with his parents, coming out to his parents, coming out to his dad in the middle of a country town where that's not the accepted thing. Mm. You can't be gay in those sort of towns. So it's a lot about research, yeah. A lot about trying to just get into the mindset, but also I was on with Lefty Pinkos last week with Emma, yeah. and Emma, and I was saying that one of my best friends who I went to uni with is gay, and he was from Perth, although that's pretty
darn country.
Yeah, it's a long way away, and he won't mind me saying this, but he had some struggles with his parents. Mm. And over the last sort of 4 years, we sort of had a chat about a lot of different things and growing up and that sort of thing. So a lot of the experiences that I got from his stories have really helped me.
So I guess it's not something that you're completely unaware of in the anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was going to ask Saxon, what about for yourself? What were you able to draw from your background to help you?
Well, I actually am gay and I did grow up in the country.
Oh, right. There we go.
Where did you grow up?
In country Queensland called Warwick.
Well, that's even worse than the rest of the country. Mike, you poor thing.
So in reading the play, I'm guessing you can draw a lot from both your own character and also the character of Hamish.
No, definitely. There are definitely some parallels.
When did you move to the city?
Yeah. A few months after I finished high school.
So, well, how old are you? How many years ago is that?
Almost 5.
Right, okay. What was it like moving to the city? Were you gay in the country?
I believe I was gay since birth.
Yeah, did you realise you were gay? We've all been gay forever, I know. But did you, like, because I didn't realise until I moved to the city, for example, because I grew up in the country.
No, I was always pretty comfortable with who I was. Mm-hmm. And I had been to a city before.
Well, so had I. I don't watch Priscilla, but I still didn't know.
No, I felt very comfortable here. So.
I still jerked off with like my friends from high school, not thinking that it was a gay thing to do. So moving to the city was, what was that like?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, but you've been able to draw on, though, in playing Aaron, being able to draw on both on your own experience and experiences of others, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely.
James, have you had to play gay before?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. There was one I did at university. We did a scene study of Cabaret, where I played Cliff, who is not gay, but had he's bisexual.
Right.
He's got those sort of that sort of personality,
mm-hmm.
Where he swaps between the two frequently, scene to scene. So I guess that was the closest that I've got.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. James Phelan and Andrew the Apprentice with you, 14 minutes to 10. And we are talking all things Midsummer. At the moment, we are talking Silvertop Ash, which is a play during... It's playing during Midsummer at the and in the studio, James Coley. And Saxon Evans in the studio with us, who play Hamish and... Oh, didn't write down.
Aaron.
I nearly said Aaron, but I was like, I'm just not going to risk it.
So, James, you were saying, and we were talking about this off-air, but we should talk about what we're talking about, is that the Midsummer for young artists like yourself, like young actors,
yep.
Midsummer provides a great learning ground because you can really immerse yourself in seeing a whole range of things.
Yeah, and you can also, being part of it as well, you can experiment with a lot of different things. Mm. And this show probably wouldn't have been so successful, being in Mardi Gras in 2008, wouldn't be so successful in a more mainstream theatre festival mm-hmm. because of the subject matter.
Sure.
Because it's still such a taboo subject.
Yep.
So, but also it's a great way for kids and teens and young adults and adults of all ages to come along and just see any type of theatre, any type of art, just anything, and immerse themselves in a wonderful festival.
Now, Saxon, where did you study theatre? Was it?
I haven't not had any formal training experience.
Okay,
just a natural.
He's that good.
Yeah,
that
good? Just that good.
So, how did you get into theatre then?
It's just something that I've always wanted to do. I've done part time courses. I did a NIDA studio last year.
NIDA graduate.
No. Anyway. NIDA studio. And, so I'm always trying to do something, but, no, it's just something I've always wanted to do.
And, James, you said you were in Ballarat.
Yeah, University of Ballarat Arts Academy.
They have a strong arts academy there.
They do.
A lot of people come from there.
Yeah, there's some really great people coming out at the moment. And the uni's growing their image and growing their reputation, and it's really exciting. I mean, they've changed their name to FU, Federation, yes, University, which is a really smart choice on their behalf.
I hadn't thought about that.
Like, no one even thought that through.
No.
Well, they came to us and they sort of said, here are a list of four options.
Everyone went FU.
And we all went, don't go FU. It's not a good choice. And they went, oh, no, that's a good choice. Let's go with that. So they chose FU. Luckily, I graduated under the University of Ballarat.
Yeah. So I can just imagine, like, if one of the professors, or do they even have professors there?
Yeah.
Going to the university, like, doing it, no, like, on breakfast radio, it's, yes, like, oh, this is Professor Blah Blah from FU, FU in Ballarat.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, it's not, yeah, really going to work.
I lead with Arts Academy, and then they go, oh, where's that? Ballarat.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just assume.
Yes. Everyone knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Any big names out of B-Rat University?
There's a couple of big music theatre people. Right. Jazz Flowers, she was in Hairspray. She played Tracy,
yeah,
Chamberlain. Josh Pitterman, who toured around the UK in Hairspray as well. He was, mm-hmm, the lead. He was the lead in West Side Story as well. Tony. And there's in every show that it used to be all Whopper kids.
Yeah,
Perth,
yeah, yeah.
Perth. All in every show. And now you gradually see one or two Ballarat kids just slipping into the shows, which is great. It's great to see. Mm. So, yeah.
Now, as a straight ally, is there any man on man kissing in the play? Saxon,
I'd be lying if I said there wasn't.
Oh,
there's, yeah, there is.
There's quite a lot.
Really?
Yeah, quite a lot.
You guys even kiss?
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
Besties?
Really great fun to rehearse.
And then, yeah, I kissed the... I won't, without giving the show away too,
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
The,
yeah, he kisses a lot of people.
I kiss a lot, wow, of people. And someone
you
that's...
Whoa.
Someone that is a little unexpected.
Oh, okay. Looking forward to that. Okay.
Yeah. So,
how was that? How was the first kiss?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, do that.
In cabaret in second year, I kissed a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a bit slobbery.
This is about, yeah, me, right, though.
Whoa. And then, no, the first kiss was
fine. How different is, because I'm not an actor, how different is acting kissing to normal kissing?
There's no tongue.
Right.
Okay. I hope so, Saxon, please.
Maybe on closing.
Saxon might slip it in at the last minute.
I kind of just detach yourself a little bit. No offense.
Oh, that just sounds like my Friday night.
No, you just... it's just part of the job. Just
part of the job.
Part of the job.
So just pretty much the same, just no tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it's, I guess, getting used to the stubble as well. That's a bit strange.
Oh, I guess it would be.
Yeah. You never, ever shave. Never.
Well, I will for the show. I'm playing a 17-year-old kid. Yeah. They don't have beards.
No.
So.
And no shirt off action.
No.
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 Oh, wait, no. No. No,
no. Okay, maybe at the last minute, your director's going to go, you know what?
Need take your shirt off.
Everyone is going to do the show in their jogs, actually.
Yeah. Need to sell tickets. There was going to be something a little else.
But I couldn't afford the spray tans.
I don't think James would need much of that. You're quite olive.
I'm a little brown.
Yeah.
A little brown.
Saxon's is as white as I am.
Yeah. Don't get much.
Contrast.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. I think that's pretty much the down low on what's going to happen on stage.
Silvertop Ash is playing from the 21st to the 31st of January, Tuesdays to Saturdays at 8 p.m. at Gasworks Art Park down in Albert Park. It's quite a big theatre for you.
Yeah, it is. Apparently, it seats about 200 people.
Oh, you're in the big one?
Yeah, we're in the big
theater.
One.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is going to be really exciting, and we've got a really amazing set. Mm-hmm. Done by our directors, both of our directors, best friend / girlfriend, and it's going to be amazing. Right. So,
yeah. And do you recommend audience bring the tissues? Because it is around teen suicide and struggles for acceptance.
Yeah, I reckon.
Bring tissues. I saw some scenes that I hadn't seen before recently, and I cried.
Yeah. So if we do our job properly, then you'll need the tissues.
Well, okay. I'm going to bring tissues, and if I don't use them, I'll be disappointed.
You can throw them at us.
Yeah, throw them at us. Not good enough.
But it's like not a small cast.
There's six of us.
Oh,
yeah. So medium size.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't all see each other at the same time either, because I found that quite amusing. Because, well, no, you two have both.
Yeah, I see
them. Yeah, you see each other because you make out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kiss. We don't make out.
Okay. Yeah. No, whatever. Potato, potato.
Silvertop Ash is playing at Gasworks Art Park. For more information, go to midsummer.org.au. Thank you, guys. Thank you, James and Saxon, for coming in and chatting about Silvertop Ash.
Thanks very much.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.